as we say so often when we stand. There's not a time that we don't need the prayers of our brothers and sisters. And this morning, the Lord blessed, and we thank Him for this morning service, but that's behind us. Tonight, we just want to praise Him for today, for this time that we have tonight, because who knows if we'll be able to tomorrow. Tomorrow, we might be gone, or we might not be in the right mind to be able to praise the Lord. David said like this, that the dead cannot praise Him, but the living need to praise the Lord at all times. In the book of Psalms, in the 42nd chapter, if you go with me down to verse 5 tonight, he said, and let's go to verse 4. He says in verse 4, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hemorites and from the hill Mazar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of the waterspouts. All the waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto the God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God?" And then listen at verse 11 again. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God." And stop reading there at verse 11, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. Twice in these reading of these passages, David said that his soul was cast down and that it was disquieted within him. That word means anxious or uneasy, that it was restless, that it was dissatisfied. His soul was and just a need, if I could just put it to you. In verse 3, he says that my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? David knew what it was like to be restless. Anybody else ever been restless? When we know we have the Lord, as we preach this morning about faith, we know what God has done for us in days past. He knows what He's promised to do for us tomorrow. So why do we get so restless? And David knew the Lord just like we did, and he even got restless. And tonight I'd like to bring to you with the text, restless when we should be at rest. Restless when we should be at rest. David said, "My soul is cast down, and it is disquieted me, and my hope is in trouble." That I'm as a child of God, I am in trouble because my enemy is camped all around me. They're rejoicing and they're saying, "Where is your God in the day of your trouble?" And why is it that when everybody else seems to be receiving what they say they need of, here I stand in the midst of trouble, and my soul is so restless that I can't wait. Sometimes when we pray, we can't wait for God to answer our prayer. We pray and we think God is going to answer it right now. That we're going to see the movement of the Lord right now. And sometimes the enemy will come to us and say, "Why don't you just give up?" And I didn't know Villa was going to sing her song and testify as she has. But there's times that the enemy will say, "You might as well throw up your hands and quit, because it's not going to happen." Oftentimes we look at all the things that's going on around us, And I know some of you have talked to me and you've told me that you are in the same condition that I'm in, and the same condition that David was in, that when we hear of everything that's going on, and I see that the trouble that is coming into some of our people's lives and all of the turmoil, my soul gets restless. Sometimes I wonder, Lord, how much longer are you going to put up with all this that's going on and not send your son to get the church and take them out of this God-forsaken land in which we live in? But then I remember our people that are still lost. And I say, but Lord, would you tarry yet another day and help my soul not to be so restless or anxious when I should be at rest? Because if we know the Lord, there is, how many of you know that there is nothing too big for our God to take care of? We know that we have read His Word and we know what He has promised to our forefathers. The same promise goes to us because we are of the children of Abraham, and every promise that He made to our forefathers, it applies to us today. And every promise is true, and God will not forsake us. As I believe I said this morning, and maybe even again tonight, God has brought us too far just to leave us and forsake us. But He will see us the rest of the way home. But David was just like us. Sometimes the enemy and the devil will inflate the enemy at times to make it bigger than what it really is. The trouble bigger than what it really is, or the circumstance bigger than what it really is. And sometimes we get so disquieted, we get uneasy and anxious and restless and about what's going on in our lives. And sometimes if we're not careful, we will put things into action ourselves. We'll try to help the Lord. And how many of you know every time I've read about men and women in the Word of God that try to help God only cause more trouble? Does anybody remember Hagar? Anybody remember the trouble that we're still living with to this day that come out of them trying to help God? Because they got restless, because they got anxious, their soul was disquieted within them, and they knew that God had promised them that they would be the father and the mother of many nations. But yet sometimes when we get ahead of God, there is no good that can become of it. We cannot talk our people into salvation. We cannot talk to our trouble and make it disappear. But God is able to save our people, and He is able to speak to our trouble and make it to move on down the road. David said, tears has been his meat day and night. Anybody else ever lay up on your bed and you cry the tears? Your soul was so restless. And you wonder, how much longer am I going to be where I'm at? How much longer am I going to have to wait before I see the answer of my prayer come? And the answer could be a lot of different things. Folks, prayers is not just about trouble. There's prayers that we pray. Anybody else pray, God bless my children. God bless my grandchildren. And we see them struggle and we wonder how much longer it's going to be until we see the Lord show up and help them. Folks, I believe it like this. There is nothing too big for our God. And if He can take care of the big ones, He certainly can take care of the little things. That we've got folks even in our congregation that need the help of the Lord in their lives. And you say, well, we're all doing fine. There's not that many problems that any of us face. But folks, every one of us has trouble every day. There's not a day that we don't face trouble. Every time the phone rings, I wonder what kind of trouble is coming next. And it will cause us to be uneasy. It will cause us to be on pins and needles. And it will cause us not to be able to enjoy what God has already given to us. If we're always expecting bad things to happen, it takes away the joy of what God has already blessed us with. But how many of you are like David and like I am tonight, that it seems like you really never can get to the place to where you can enjoy the things that God has given you, because you're always waiting for that bad call to come, for the bad news to travel. And some that we lay upon our beds, as David said, and sometimes even during the day. Sometimes when I think about all that's going on, when I think about every trouble that there is, and folks, don't get me wrong, as far as I know, there's trouble everywhere. But don't get me wrong, as far as I know today, I there is nothing in particular that I can tell you about. I can just tell you that at times it feels like the whole load is like David was carrying when he said, my tears is my meat day and night. I don't know. I can't even find a place to be restless. Why is my soul just so disquieted within me? Why am I at this point to where I feel like that I'm about to break? David knew what it was like to carry a heavy load. But yet, even during all of this, he said, but I know what I can do. I know what I can do in order to get rid of this restlessness that I have. And in fact, he says in the 43rd chapter, he says that God is his strength, and that the Lord will send out the light and help him. And then he said, then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yeah, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why is my soul cast down? Verse 5. O my soul, why art thou disquieted with me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. That no matter how bad it gets, we still have more to praise the Lord about than we have to sit and let our soul. Sometimes it's just the devil. Anybody else ever feel sorry for yourself? Help me preach on this Sunday night. Sometimes we think nobody else has ever gone through what I'm facing right now. And folks, let me tell you, you and I have faced nothing compared to what our forefathers faced. Not a one of us has had our life put in peril because we went to church. Not a one of us has been threatened that our life is going to be taken because we praise the Lord, because we preach the gospel, and because we go to a Baptist church. Our forefathers gave their lives so that our souls could be at rest and not be restless. And we have His Word, which tells us of what God did for all of our forefathers. And if He did it for them, folks, He didn't love them any more than He loves us. And I like that song that says, what He's done for others, He'll do it for us tonight. David, though, was feeling like some of us feel. I've heard people talk yesterday, and I heard the deacons after church this morning, and I hear people at work, some of you here in the church, and a lot of folks are so disquieted. They're so restless because of everything that's going on in our land, in our churches, in our homes. And it feels like that anymore you really can't find a place to be at rest. Anybody try to rest and it feels like rest just flees from you? And you wonder, why is it like this? And I believe it like this is because of the times which we're living in. That we're living in a time when rest is hard to find. We've got so much data that is coming at us and so many things that's going on in so many different lives that it's hard for us to even find a place where we can find that rest. But in the book of Galatians, he said it like this. He said, be not weary, don't be restless. He said, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. That everything we're restless about, if I can put it like this, everything we're restless about, Brother Jim, God is going to take care of it. People say, you have a lot of faith and confidence in your God. If I didn't, I'd search until I could find one that I could put my trust in. But I know what He has done. In fact, let me preach for just a few minutes and get out of the way. I know what He has done. And I thought about this for a few minutes on yesterday as we was traveling. I thought about that we put our trust in God to save our soul, which is the greatest need that any of us ever have. And if God can save us, what are these little bumps that we go through up on the highway that we allow to get so exaggerated, that we get so restless with, when what we should do is say like David, I know what I can do. If when the things get restless and the devil starts playing with our mind and he starts trying to make us restless and disquiet and tries to get us to where we're depressed, what we ought to do is what David said, I can sing a song. And yesterday I sung that song that Casey sung this morning. I didn't sing it out loud, but in my mind that song was being sung, and I just had to praise the Lord. Anybody else just praise the Lord while you're going down the highway or you're sitting at the house and you just a song come to your mind, and while it seems like that you can hear the ocean waves in the background because you feel like sometimes that you're out there in the midst of a storm, but yet I saw those pictures of this storm that is coming up the East Coast that Mary alluded to. And sometimes I feel like that we just go from one storm to another storm to another storm. But folks, when we're in the midst of a storm, the best thing that we can do is remember we're not in the storm by ourselves. How many of you know that Jesus is on board the ship that you're sailing on? And what we need to do instead of being restless is we need to go and say, Master, careth not that we perish. And we know what the Lord was saying. He says, I love you. I gave my life for you. Of course I care. And the Lord will show up and put our soul at rest. Why are we so restless when we should be at rest? Cares of life. If I can expound for a minute before I close. Cares of life is enough to make anybody restless. I worry about the economy. I worry about the job market. I worry about our children. That the experts predict that this generation will be the first generation in American history that cannot look forward to having a better life than what their fathers and mothers had. That this generation, your generation, our kids, is the first generation. And it's because of all the things that's going on. And I don't want to get into economics and things like that. But when you study, you see all the things that's happening that's going away from our country, that's causing our country to dip into the recession that it's in and been in for many years. Those things worry me. The things about the churches. And my buddy, my junkyard buddy was telling me, a few weeks ago, his soul was disquieted. And he said, if I could just talk to you for a minute. And I said, sure. He said, we've never seen a time like this. And I said, you're right, we haven't. He said, in fact, something happened at church the other day I thought I'd never see in my lifetime. And I said, what's that? He said, because attendance was so low, he said, our church had to quit having Sunday night services. And he said, we've always had them. He said, we no longer have them because attendance, there's only 10 to 15 people that would show up, and it wouldn't even pay to turn on the electric for the amount of people that are coming. I worry about our churches of tomorrow. Can I preach for a few minutes? I worry, and my soul is restless about this because I wonder what kind of church is our kids and grandkids going to have to look forward to? Is it going to be a church or is it just going to be a social hour? Is it going to be a place where the Spirit's at or just a place where friendship abounds? Folks, I treasure your friendship, but I need the Spirit of God to move from rest to rest more than I need your friendship, because your friendship can't help me when my soul is so restless. It takes a movement from God. I worry about that. I worry how much longer some of our people are going to go and stay in sin and not get saved. And folks, I'm not talking just about bad people. I'm talking about folks that are good people that just need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. How much longer? I worry about all these things. And it gets us to the point that we get restless. But then I remember that song that the kids used to sing, and here every once in a while they still sing it. Anybody remember? But he's got the whole world in his hands. And I'm glad that he's got the whole world. But Sister Checky, I like the part where it said, he's got you and me, brother, in his hand. That brings me the rest that I need. Because I know that even though my mind, my intellect is not sufficient enough to solve all these things that's going on, but God is big enough. You see, as I wring my hands, Sister Ruby, God is not sitting on His throne wringing His hands saying, what am I going to do? God's already got the answer. And I'm going to praise Him and trust in His name because I know that He is able to bring us through and give us the peace that we need. Sometimes, Sister Charlene, and I know she don't care for me sharing this tonight, a few years ago, she stopped to me after church one day and she said, she heard about all the things that was going on. She said, I didn't think preachers had that kind of problems in their lives. I said, every one of us has problems, sister. We all have problems. Every one of us, not a one of us is exempt. Folks, every one of us has got circumstances going on in our lives. How many of you got things going on, and just get a witness tonight. How many of you got things going on in your life right now that makes you restless? Every one of us do. And people say, why you worry so much? Love will make you worry. Love will cause you to worry. When things are so uncertain and things are outside of our realm of control, it makes you worry. And David, the great man of God, he said, my soul is even disquieted within me. But Brother Eli, what he said to us is what we should do. He says, when my soul gets disquieted, that's when I sing a song of praise unto the Lord. I find that He whispers sweet peace when I begin to sing a song. People say, as tonight I couldn't hit the notes. And I know my capabilities. I know my limitations. But folks, God doesn't care if I get off tune, if I get out of pitch. Because He's not listening to my voice. He's listening to my heart. And when I sing my song of praise unto Him, that peace comes by and lets me know, well, it's bigger than what you are. I am bigger than the problem that you're facing that's making you so restless. So tonight in closing, why are we so restless when we should be at rest? Because we know that God is bigger than anything that we face. And the reason why is because we love so deeply. We care so much. And folks, there is nothing that you and I, with the help of the Lord, cannot overcome. I'm not going to ask for a song. I'm just going to ask for everybody that would. You raised your hands and said that you had things that was making you restless. I have found that there is nothing that a little talk with Jesus won't make you feel better about. Won't give you the comfort that you stand in need of. While our brothers are praying, I'm going to just close with an altar of prayer because I think this applies to all of us. When we look at everything going on, there's if you love so deeply, you can't help but getting restless. I just ask that you just join us in an altar as we close in this prayer.
You know all the concern that we have.